USA Radio News.
As expected, many races are still too close to call. Has John Fetterman beaten Dr. Mehmet Oz? Well, Fetterman, the Democratic nominee, thanked supporters and those who voted for him. He has declared victory, but that is still a question mark. J.D. Vance has taken the Ohio Senate seat. Voters from union households in Ohio favored GOP Senate candidate J.D. Vance over his Democratic rival, Representative Tim Ryan, which helped the Republican clinch that open seat. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has won her re-election, defeating Republican challenger Tudor Dixon in one of the nation's most important political battleground states. Despite criticism for her handling of COVID protocol, Whitmer won a second term after a campaign that focused largely on her support for abortion rights. When it comes to the contentious race in Georgia, Herschel Walker and Democrat Raphael Warnock are still waiting for the instant replay. Walker, a local big-name athlete, remains optimistic.
I want to tell y'all, if you can hang in there a little bit longer.
Most of the races of note are for Congress or the governor of a state, but the District of Columbia doesn't have senators or a governor. Mayor Muriel Bowser becomes the first D.C. mayor elected to a third term since Marion Barry won back in 1986. D.C. residents voted Tuesday to up the pay for tipped workers, like restaurant servers, to $16.10 by 2027, regardless of any gratuity they receive, citing the recession as a need. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida has been a focus so far in this election. In early wins for the GOP, Governor Ron DeSantis has won his bid for re-election, as has U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. Also out of Florida, photos shared on the TSA's Twitter page shows agents removing a gun wrapped in a bag inside a chicken. The caption said, quote, "There's a personal foul here. Our officers at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, FLL, made this very raw find. We hate to break it to you, but stuffing a firearm inside your holiday bird for travel is just a waste of time." Meanwhile, in Nevada, voters are not so sure about their votes counting. Voter Dom DeLay shares that he isn't completely confident in the security of the state elections.
I'm a little shaky on that. I don't know if there's something in the background I don't know about. But then I have a suspicious nature and tend to do that anyway. But we need to exercise a right to vote.
One more exciting race to mention. Mark Wayne Mullen will become the first Native American Oklahoma senator in nearly a century. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.